So nice to see all of you again.
真的很高兴能够看见弟兄姐妹们。
And this is our privilege. We can come together in His name.
这是我们的特权，我们来到主的面前。
This is the second week of the year.
这个是我们新年的第二周。
This year, Lord willing, we will share on this first book of the New Testament.
我们如果神允许的话，我们今天要在这里分享的就是新约的第一本书。
We know the first book of the New Testament is the Gospel of Matthew.
我们大家知道新约的第一本书就是马太福音。
And most of us, when we read the first chapter, we'll basically skip.
我们大家在这里如果读马太福音第一章的时候，大家不少就是把它跳过了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's a long genealogy.
这是一个很长的一个家谱。All
the names we are not familiar with.
那些那么多的名字我们也不太熟悉。But
for the Jewish people,
但是对犹太人来说,
that is a very important documentation.
对犹太人来说，这个是很重要的一个经文。Like
what I mentioned last week, according to the sequence, the New Testament being finished, first gospel should be the Gospel of Mark.
我上次也在这里分享，如果是按照时间上的顺序的话，四本福音书最早完成的第一本书应该是马可福音。But
somehow when they arrange the sequence of all the books in the New Testament.
但是以某种原因，当后来在安排这个新约圣经的次序的时候，第一本书变成了 Matthew
is the first book instead of Mark.
马太福音变成了第一部本书，而不是按照时间顺序上的马可福音。I
think Holy Spirit has a deep meaning there.
因为我想这个圣灵在这里有一个很深的意思。Holy
Spirit tried to tell us there is a very clear message God wants to tell us.
圣灵在那里告诉我们，有一个很清晰的声音是神想告让我们知道。He
sent His Son on His time to the earth.
神 把他的儿子按照神的时间，降生到地上来。Why
the Son of God came to the earth to look for sinners such as you and me?
为什么神的儿子到地上来寻求罪人，就像你和我一样？Yes,
He wants to save us so that we will not go to hell.
是啊，神要在那里拯救我们，他拯救了我们的目的是让我们不去地狱。
That's from our perspective.
这个是从我们的想法来的。
But from God's perspective, it's different.
但是从神的想法，它是不一样的。He
saved us not only just want us to keep from the curse of hell.
神在那里拯救我们，不但是为了一个目的，为了我们不受地狱的诅咒。He
has a higher purpose.
他有一个更高的旨意。His
higher purpose is He wants to build a new kingdom.
是他更高的旨意，就是神要在这里建一个更新的、更高的王国。Throughout
human history, from Adam and onward until today,
从我们的人类的历史来说，从最早的祖先亚当一直到现在
6,000 years,
6,000年
you will see kingdom after kingdoms all over human history.
大家看见这个人类历史上，我们看见就是一个接着一个的王国。 各个地方都是一个接着一个的王国。You
will see this kingdom arise and the other kingdom pass away. So it's revolution over revolution.
是啊，我们看见的就是一个王国兴起，旧的王国慢慢的消失。我们也看见那个一个王国结束的时候就有革命，革命之后然后又换了一个新的王国。Although
everybody will wish their king will live forever.
每个人都在那里渴望，他的王可以永久地活下去。We
cry out, you know, long live the king.
我们在那里往往就是大声呼喊，万寿无疆。Or
long live certain country.
这个什么国就是万岁，哎。Yeah. But
none of the earthly kingdom can last more than 1,000 years.
是，但是没有地上的任何一个王国或者一个朝代可以超过有1,000年的历史。
And then, sooner or later, they perish.
不管是怎样，早早晚晚的那些王国就是要过去。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because it built by human being.
因为这些王国是人的手造的，人的手建。
And we are not perfect.
因为人不是一个完美的。
We are bound by sin and death.
我们在这里受死亡和罪恶的捆绑。
So every time you start a new revolution, but sooner or later you will find out, 换汤不换药。
Yeah. Every time you start a new revolution, you will see every,
you change the soup, but nothing inside is the same.
Yeah.
So, now in the New Testament.
好，现在我们到了这个讲这个新约这个事情。
God wants to send us a new message.
神要给我们一个新的信息。
He first revealed His Son to us.
第一，神先把他的儿子向我们众人显现。
So in this first gospel,
在第一个这个福音书里面
，you will find a unique message.
大家会看见一个很独特的一个信息。
The message is, repent, the kingdom of the heavens is near.
这里就是信息，就是你要悔改，因为天国近了。
So there is a new kingdom.
所以就是有一个新的王国。
This kingdom is called the kingdom of heavens.
是这个新的王国叫做天国，天上的王国。
And then because there is a new kingdom, there is a new king.
因为有一个新的王国。所以就是有一个新的王。
It never been shown in the human history.
这个天上的王国在人类的历史上从来没有出现过。
This is the first time.
这第一次来。
And God's message said, because of this new kingdom, because of this new king, every human being should be repent.
是神的话就在这里说，因为这个新的天上的王国和这个新的王，所有人类的每一个人都要这里悔改。
So we have to see what is this new king, who is this new king, and what is this new kingdom.
我们这里要在这里学习一下，这天上的王国，新的王国是什么呢？和新的王是谁呢？
So today let's turn to the first chapter of Matthew.
所以我们今天要看的就是马太福音第一节。
We will read again what we read last week.
我们上周读过一下子，我们现在大概还要再读一下子。
Because some of us was not here last time.
我们有些弟兄姐妹上周有可能不在，我们再读一次。
First chapter, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
The genealogy of Jesus, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Okay, and then all the rest will be the detail of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
下面就是很详细的记载了这个耶稣基督的整个的家谱。
You will see the beginning start from Abraham.
大家看见第一个祖这个祖先就是亚伯拉罕。
And all the way down to the last is the Jesus.
到一直到最后一节，最后一个就是耶稣基督，一共有
，right， and then we read verse 18.
我们下面然后就读十八节。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together.She was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要把她暗暗的休了。
Okay. Last week I mentioned three key points in this, these verses.
上一周我在这里讲了三个很重要的点，这就在这几个章节里面有三个很重要的点。
Holy Spirit, the way Holy Spirit present Jesus to us.
这个圣灵怎样把这个耶稣基督就整。
He mentioned two phrases first.
他在那里提了两个章节。
Who is he?
他是谁？
First, son of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But if you go through the genealogy, you will find who is the son of Abraham.
大家在这里看在他的家谱的话，谁是亚伯拉罕的后裔？
You see verse 2.
第二节。
Abraham was the father of Isaac.
亚伯拉罕生了以撒，他是以撒的父。
But here in the first verse said, who is Jesus? Jesus is the son of Abraham.
是，这个他第一节是这样说，英文是这样说的，中文只是说后裔，他没有说儿子，但是英文是说耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So the point is, the uniqueness of Isaac to Abraham carry the significance for the uniqueness of Jesus.
就是这样子，这样，它有一个特殊的意义。这个以撒是怎样很特殊的从亚伯拉成为亚伯拉罕的儿子，成为亚伯拉罕怎样特殊的生了以撒，就是和这个耶稣是怎样奇特的出生是相类似的。
Because Bible said when Abraham begot his son Isaac, his age was 99.
在圣经上这样记载，亚伯拉罕生以撒的时候他是99岁。
By the time he was 100, the son came out.
到他100岁的时候这个儿子就生出来了。
And according to the fourth chapter of Romans, he said, that time when Abraham heard that he will have a son with his wife, they both laugh.
是啊，在罗马书第四节是第四章是这样记载的，在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，和他的妻子听到这个消息，他们要生一个儿子，他们两个人都在那里嬉笑了起来。
Why they laugh?
为什么他们嬉笑了呢？
Because such an age, so old, 99, and his wife was 90.
他那个时候他已经非常老了，他已经99岁了，他的太太他的妻子是90岁。
So far as human beings are concerned, it's just impossible to have a son by natural birth.
如果是按照人类的自然的这个想法的话，这个不可能这样的年纪能够自己生出一个孩子来。
I don't know how many of us still expect a son when you are reached 70.
我想我们这里想问一下，这如果你已经70岁的话，你还有没有指望再得一个儿子呢？
Now, when you are reached 99, forget about it.
那七十岁都不想的话，到99岁估计是不会再想了。
So when God told Abraham, "You will have a son next year with your wife," they laugh.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的妻子，明年这个时候要得一个儿子。”他们两位都嬉笑了起来。
But God never speak joke.
但是神从来不说笑话的。
When He said it, He meant it.
如果神说了这个话，就是说他一定要成就这个话。所以亚伯拉罕是相信了这句话。
God count him as righteousness.
是因为亚伯拉罕相信了神的话，神就把他称为义。
That's the second time he was count as righteousness.
但是他的旧约里面第二次记载他是被称为义。
So this son, Isaac, is the son of promised.
因为所以这个以撒这个儿子他不是自然生的，他是应许之子。
His son is a miracle.
这个儿子是一个奇迹。
Strictly God's grace.
是完全的是神的恩典。
Strictly God's power.
是完全是神的能力得的这个儿子。
So that's the first character of this son of Isaac in terms of son of Abraham.
这个就是亚伯拉罕的亲生儿子以撒的第一个特征。
Referring to 2,000 years later, there is another person by the name of Jesus. He is also called the son of Abraham.
2,000 年以后又出了这样一个人物，就是耶稣，他也在圣经上被称为亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And the second phrase is called the son of David.
第二个经节，第二节，第一章第二节是说，是大卫的儿子。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣基督是谁呢？
He is the son of David.
他是大卫的儿子。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思啊？
David was the king of Israel.
大卫是以色列的一个王。
And God promised David, when David intend to build the temple for the Lord.
当神那个时候对大卫说，大卫那个时候想为神建一个殿。
God told him, you cannot build a temple for me because you shed too much blood.
神对大卫说，你为我建一个殿是不合适的，因为你在你身上流了很多人的血。
I will promise you, your son will build a temple for me.
我在这里应许，你的儿子会在那里为我建一个殿。
And God continued to say something more.
神继续又说一些更多的话。
Not only your son Solomon will build a temple for me, but also he will sit on your throne forever.
不但你的儿子所罗门要在将来为我造一个殿，而且他要在你的宝座上一直坐到永远。
So that's something, very unique.
这个又是很奇特、非常独特的一个事情。
His son, I mean David's son, was Solomon.
大卫的儿子是所罗门。
True, Solomon built the temple for the Lord.
是啊。所罗门真的是在那里为神建了一座殿。
But Solomon never really sit on the throne of David forever.
但是所罗门从来没有坐在大卫的宝座上永远的坐下去。
But God promised David that your son will sit on your throne forever.
但神在那里应许大卫，你的儿子会在你的宝座上永远坐到永远。
So apparently he does not relate to Solomon. He is talking about something.Someone else.
所以神在那里所说的不是所罗门大卫的亲生儿子，他还是在那里所指的是另外一个人。
Then this Matthew Gospel review the secret.
所以这个马太福音就把这个秘密向我们展示出来。
Who is that unique person 1,000 years ago promised King David that your son will sit on your throne?Forever.
这个是指的是哪一个儿子呢？就是一千年前神对这个大卫王说，你的儿子会坐在宝座上，永远坐在宝座上，是哪指的是谁呢？
So in the first verse of first chapter, Matthew said that person is Jesus.
是，所以在这个第一章第一节，这里马太就是说，那个所指的人，大卫的儿子，指的是耶稣。
So this whole genealogy of Jesus from verse 1 all the way through chapters, same chapter through verse 16, talk about all the ancestors in this long genealogy.
从这个家谱，大家看，从第二节一直到十六节，就是说一个长长的各个祖先的名字，他这里讲一下。
Want to show that Jesus is in this line of royal blood.
他这里所告诉我们的就是耶稣基督是从这个从血脉上来说，他就是从这个皇家这个血统出来的。
God promised this person will sit on the throne of David forever. Is this person Jesus?
所以神在这里在那里应许大卫的儿子坐在大卫的宝座上到永远，指的就是耶稣。
So you will read the second chapter.
大家读第二章。
You will see the first verse mention the sameAlong the same theme.
这个大家第一节第二章第一节也是这样讲同样一个事情。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked.
好，他第一节是这样的。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说。
What's the question?
他问了什么问题呢?
Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里?
So you see, the Magi, through the stars movement in the heavens, they discovered there will be a king coming.
那些博士，就是有学问的人，通过这个看天上的星象，他们发现就是有一个王要生下来。
So the heavenly bodySomehow relate to the earthly kings.
这个天上的星象和地上的这个事情就连在了一起。
So they, through the heavenly body, they know there is a king coming.
他们观天象，他们看出来有一个王就要生下来。
So they ask this question.
他们问了这个问题。
Where is this king?
这个王在哪里?
So you will see, Jesus come for one purpose.
大家看见耶稣来就是为了一个目的。
The purpose is to be a king.
那个目的就是耶稣就是来做王的。
And this king is different from any king in the world.
这个王和世上任何的王都不一样。
He will start a new kingdom is different from any kingdom on this earth.
他要兴起的这个王国和地上所有的王国都是不一样的。
That's the purpose of this gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的目的就是在讲这一个事情。
The only gospel in the whole Bible talk about the king and the kingdom of heavens.
整个圣经中唯一一篇文章就是整个都是在讲这个王和这个王国。
Lord willing, maybe we will spend major part of this year talk about this gospel of Matthew.
我们今年如果神允许的话，我们就是要花主要的时间来讲这个马太福音。
So let's focus on this.Important gospel this year.
让我们今年能够注重这篇很重要的福音书。
And our theme of this year is the kingdom of the heavens will preach throughout the world.
神的国，我们今年的主题就是神的国传，神的话，神的福音传遍天下。
天国的福音。
啊，天国的福音传遍天下。
And be the testimony for Jesus.
然后成对万民做见证。
And then.The end will come.
然后结局就近了，这个末期就到了。
末期就到了。
嗯。
So, brothers and sisters, we are looking forward the coming king and his kingdom.
我们在这里就是渴望、盼望这个将要来的王和他的天国。
And we are in this kingdom at this time.
我们就在现在，就是在这个天国的时代。
We will see more.
我们再更多的看一下这。
All right, the third point I mentioned last week was the other key word.
第三点我上星期所提的就是。
Still remember?
另外一个关键字。
Genesis.
就是创世纪。创世纪这个书。
No.
这个字就是创世。
I use the word Genesis.
创世这个字。
Because.The first word of the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
我们上周讲的就是创世纪第一章第一节是这样讲的，用的这个字就是起初。
In the beginning, that's Genesis.
这个创世这个英文这个叫 Genesis 这个字的在第一章第一节就是起初这个意思。
And Genesis is not English. Genesis is a Greek. It's a Greek.
这个起初或者这个创世不是英文的原文，它的是一个从希腊文来的，它是希腊字。
And then you come to here in the chapter Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
大家来看这个马太福音第一章第一节。
The genealogy, this word, is also Genesis.
家谱这个字。也是原来的用的字，也是这个起初和创世的同一个字。
This word is a big word.
这个字，这个 Genesis 这个字是一个很大的字。
And the Holy Spirit asked Matthew to put this word again in the beginning of the New Testament.
圣灵让这个马太把这个 Genesis 这个字，就是很重要的起初、创世和这个家谱同一个字，放在这个马太福音的第一节。
It has a very rich meaning.
有一个很广阔的意义。
One meaning is the genealogy that we see all these names of from Abraham all the way to Jesus.
我们第一个很重要的意义就是说，这些所说的家谱，耶稣的家谱这么多的名字。
Yes, that's true. That's one meaning.
这是一个意义。
But there is
家谱的意思。
Another important meaning.
另外一个重要的意义
is the beginning.
就是起初的意思。
Genesis is a beginning.
这个 Genesis 这个字呢，也就是起初这个意思。
The whole universe has a beginning.
整个宇宙都有个起初。
But that beginning corrupted later.
那个整个宇宙的起初后来就被破坏了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Satan.
因为撒旦的事情，所以他被破坏了。
Because sin.
因为是罪恶的事情，所以他被破坏了。
So that's the original was a beautiful universe.
在起初的时候，神创造了一个美丽的整个的宇宙。
But because of the corruption of sin, the whole universe become old.
是啊，因为罪的这个破坏，所以整个的宇宙就变成了旧了。
So you, if you read chapter 8 of book of Romans, you will find that the whole creation is in a deep sigh.
所以大家如果读罗马书第八章的时候，整个的宇宙都是在叹息。
So waiting for the recovery work of God.
在那里等候神恢复的工作。
Yes. So now you suddenly see this word come out again, Genesis.
所以你看，又看见这个字，就是这个起初和创造这个字。
So God tried to tell us there is a new beginning.
神告诉我们有个新的开始。
Where is this new Genesis?
这个新的创造在哪里呢？
In His Son.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Okay. So today I want to continue this word to verse 18.
我现在要讲这个字，我们要讲从第十八节开始讲。
Yes.This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
这个十八节是这样讲的，耶稣基督降生的事情记在下面。
So this same word, Genesis, in here says the birth of Jesus Christ.
这个同样的字就是 Genesis 这个字就是在这里翻译成降生的事，出生的事。
Right. So God used a new method.To bring in or usher in a new king, a new kingdom.
所以神在这里用了一个新的办法来引入这个新的王和新的王国天国。
This king's birth is totally different from any kings in the world.
这个王的降生和世界上所有的王没有一个王和这个王的降生是一样的。
So Holy Spirit will bring our attention to see how Jesus was born.
圣灵在这里要把我们的注意力带到这个看，这个耶稣基督是怎样降生的。
He said, Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
这是这样说的，玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
According to human history, if an unmarried womangirl pregnant, then it's a shame.
这个大家都知道，就那个时候的传统，如果是一个没有结婚的女子，或者就是一个姑娘怀了孕，是一个很大的羞辱。
So Joseph was a righteous person. She didn't want to put shame to marry publicly.
因为她丈夫约瑟是个义人，她不想。这个羞辱他在公众的场合上羞辱他的妻子玛丽。
So he decided to put her aside quietly.
他就是在这样，就说把这个事情暗暗的就取消了，就是把这个事情掩盖过去。
But Lord appeared to him.
但是主向他显现。
Tell him your wife, she was pregnant because of the Holy Spirit.
他告诉约瑟，你的妻子。玛利亚怀孕是因为圣灵的缘故怀的孕
，so you have to marry her.
所以你是要一定要娶她的。
So he submit to the word of the angel.
他完全信服在这个天使的话语这底下。
So for this event,
这个事情
，you will find his birth was supernatural.
你会发现这个。耶稣基督的降生是完全是非自然的，超自然的。
It was mentioned twice in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，他提到有两处提到这样的，就是说这个降生的事情。
First, it was mentioned in the chapter 3 of Genesis.
创世纪第三章。
You remember after Adam and Eve sinned, God called two of them plus the serpent, three of them, in front of him, and speak the judgment.
是啊，大家记得吗？创世纪是当亚当和夏娃犯了罪之后，耶和华召集亚当、夏娃，加上那个蛇，三个到他的面前来。
If you read chapter 3, verse 14 to 15,
大家读创世纪第三章十四十五节。
And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly shall you go, and dust you shall eat, and all the days of your life.
耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的畜牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
Verse 15,
第十五节。
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you, your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔与女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
This was a prophecy.
这是一个预言。
Talk about the future of this Satan.
他讲了这个，他这个预言就是讲了这个撒旦的将来的会的结局。
God mentioned a specific person.
神在这里讲了这个特殊的人。
Seed of woman.
就是女人的后裔。
If you look at the genealogy, any genealogy in the Bible.
你看这个创世纪，整个的不管是哪本圣经的创世纪
，No, sorry， 家谱，
家谱啊啊，你说的是家谱。
All the genealogy in the Bible trace man, Abraham down all the way, all the men to Jesus。
所有的任何一本福音书的家谱都是最终到这个耶稣基督。
都是 man
啊，这个是
男人
啊。
So in the Bible, all human beings are sons or descendants of man.
在圣经上记载的就是耶稣基督都是男人的后裔。
No. Everybody, every human being.
每个人。
Except Jesus.
啊，只有耶稣基督不是。
Right. Every human being are the descendants of man.
每一个世上的每一个人都是。男人的后裔
right, except one person.
只有一个人他是女人的后裔
right, that person is called the seed of woman.
那个讲的这个女人的后裔在原文中翻译成就是女人的种
to indicate he is totally different from you, from me.
他这里所讲的就是耶稣基督和你和我是完全不一样的
got it?、
是啊、
mark him out, he isOnly he is the seed of woman.
只有他是女人的后裔。
And he will bruise the head of the serpent.
他会伤那个蛇的头。
In other words, God forecast.
所以神在那里预告。
Satan, you seems almighty. You can do many things to destroy the work of God.
撒旦，你看上去非常的强大，你可以做很多像神一样伟大的事情、神迹，但是。伟大的事情。
But finally, you will be finished by a special person.
但最后你会被一个特殊的人打败。
Your head will be bruised by the seed of woman.
你的女人的后裔要伤你的头。
So in other words, finally in the Bible you will see Jesus, the Son of God, came to destroy serpent.
所以在圣经的最后你会看见耶稣基督会来毁灭这个蛇也撒旦。
So this is the first place mentioned about this particular person called the seed of the woman.
这里是特殊的一个地方，就是这个特殊的人，就是女人的后裔。
And then in chapter 7 of book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第七章
verse 14.
十四节。
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign.Because, behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
以赛亚说七章十四节这样讲，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
So you will see, even before Christ was born, there was a prophet.750 years before Christ, his name was Isaiah. He was given this vision to see in the future there will be a virgin give a birth of a son.
所以在这个耶稣基督出生前的750年，那有一个先知，他在那里做了一个预言，就是必有这个有一个童女要怀孕生子。
So you will see Jesus' birth is through a virgin.
所以看见耶稣基督的出生，他是通过一个童女生下来的。
Nobody else has the same birth.
没有任何一个人有相同的生下来的经历。
His birth is supernatural.
他的出生是完全是超自然的。
His birth is the work of God, Holy Spirit.
他的出生是神的工作，是圣灵的工作。
So now, in Matthew, he pointed this out.
在马太福音，他在这里又讲出来。
All right, this is how Jesus was born through Virgin Mary.
这就是耶稣基督怎样从耶稣怎样从童女玛利亚出生的故事。
Right. Now, the next step.
第二步。
All the people who are in His kingdom will share the same experience.
这第二步就是在神王国里的所有的子民都要有同样的经历。
That's God's work.
那个是神的工作。
He did not come to this world to call everybody by natural birth to be in His kingdom. No.
他没有到世界上来，把所有自然出生的人招到他的王国里去。
His kingdom has to be the people in His kingdom has to share.The same birth as the king.
那些在他王国里的所有的子民都要和他的王一样分享同样的出生的经历。
Look at Matthew, Gospel according to John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 3, verse 3 to 6.
三章三到六节。
That was a dialogue between Jesus and a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus.
这个是一段记载的是一段对话，就是耶稣和那个法利赛人尼哥底母的对话。
Okay, this evening, Nicodemus came to Jesus, asked a very important question.
那个晚上，尼哥底母到耶稣面前问了一个很重要的问题。
Because for the Pharisees, they have one important issue in their life.
对法利赛人来说，他们有一个很重要的一个事情。
Make sure all my life I can reach to the kingdom of God.
这就是我的一生都要达到神王
进神的国
进神的国。嗯
，Yes, that's the purpose the purpose of a Pharisee's goal.
这个法利赛人一生的目的就是要进神的国，他的人生目的。
But now he's old.
现在他老了，这个尼哥底母老了。
He will leave this world pretty soon.
这个尼哥底母在很快就会离开这个世界。
From human perspective, he was pretty successful.
从人的观点来说，他是比较人生是比较成功的。
He has high political position as well as a religious position in the society.
在这个尼哥底母他自己有一个很高的这个政治上的地位，也在这个他的社区里面，他在宗教上的地位也非常高。
People will respect him.
人们很尊重他。
But in his heart, he has an issue never resolved.
在他的心里有一个事情他没有解决。
After I die,
如果我死了
I am not sure I can enter into the kingdom of God.
我不能保证我自己我不能确定我能不能进神的国。
He observed this young man Jesus.
他看到了这个年轻人耶稣基督。
His message, his miracle, if he is not from God, no one can do that.
他耶稣所传的信息和他所行的神迹，如果耶稣不是从神来的话，是不可能的事情。
So he came to talk and try to find out his answer from Jesus.
所以他就是。去向耶稣问这个问题，想要得到答案。
So verse 3.
那第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Can he?
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
Pay attention to verse 5. Jesus answered.
大家注意一下，第五节是耶稣基督的回答。
Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
So here, Jesus tried to tell him a brand new concept.
这里耶稣告诉他一个全新的概念。
For a person to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to be born again.
要进神的国，一个人要进神的国，一定要重生。
That really threw him off guard. How can an old man enter into mother's womb and born again? It's just impossible.
这个尼哥底母从字义上说，重生就是要进母亲的母腹重新生出来，我这是不可能的事情。
Look at verse 6, Jesus mentioned again. Explain again.
这是第六节，也是耶稣基督的回答，这个是重新解释，又解释了一下。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So, what Jesus tried to tell Nicodemus.
这个耶稣基督想要告诉尼哥底母什么呢？
Your interest is enter into the kingdom of God.
你的兴趣是进入神的国。
Jesus' answer is born again through the Spirit.
耶稣的回答是说从圣灵重生。
The old man cannot understand at all.
这个年老的人不太明白这个道理。
I think not only he cannot understand, we cannot understand either.
不但是这个老年人不懂，连那个老年人不懂，我们这些人大概也不懂。
But you look at how Jesus was born in the first place.
大家看，起初神，耶稣是怎样出生的？
He was born through Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督是从圣灵而生的。
That's a miracle.
那个是个神迹。
That's a pure the work of Holy Spirit.
这个是完全是圣灵的工作。
So, this king was born through the Holy Spirit.
这个王是从圣灵而生的。
By the word of God.
是用从神的话语。
You will see in the beginning of the first chapter of Gospel John.
大家看约翰福音第一章。
The first statement.In the beginning, there was word.
这个约翰福音第一章第一节就是这样讲，太初有道。
The word was with God.
道与神同在。
The word was God.
这个道就是神。
So only the word of God in the Genesis, he created the whole universe.
在创世纪说神的话创造了整个的宇宙。
Because the word has power.
因为神的话是有这个能力。
The word has life.
这个神的话有生命。
This word can create the material world.
神的话能够创造这个物理的世界。
His word can create the spiritual world.
这个神的话也能创造这个属灵
的世界。The kingdom of God is the spiritual kingdom.
神的国就是天国是神是灵的国。
For the Nicodemus to enter into the kingdom, you have to born from the Holy Spirit.
让尼哥底母如果要进神的国，就是灵的国，就是要通过圣灵来进神的国。
Same way, all of us, if we want to enter into the kingdom of God, we have to be born through the Holy Spirit.
就是我们这些人，如果我们要进神的国，就是要通过圣灵而重生。
Now, how a person can be born through the Holy Spirit?
一个人怎么能够通过圣灵而重生呢？
Accept Christ.
接受耶稣基督。
You believe into His Son, He will be your life.
你相信他的儿子主耶稣基督，他就是变成你的生命。
His death on the cross, He shed His blood.
在十字架上，他为我们死，他洒了他的血，流了他的血。
That solved the first issue, that issue of sin.
这个是解决了第一个问题，就是罪的问题。
Our problem with God, the first problem is the issue of sin.
我们在神面前第一个我们的问题就是罪的问题。
No one can forgive our sins.
没有人能够 赦免我们的罪。
Only God can.
只有神可以赦免我们
的罪。And the way our sins can be forgiven is through this sin offering.
我们这个就是我们的罪要得赦免只能通过这个赎罪祭。
That is his son, Jesus Christ.
这个就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
He died on the cross, solved the issue of sin.
他在十字架上死解决了这个罪的问题。
And then he was buried,
然后他死了
and resurrected on the third day.
然后第三天复活了。
That resurrection,
那个复活
release,
释放了
a new life.
就是释放了这个新生命
through the Holy Spirit.
再通过圣灵来释放这个新生命
So when we believe Jesus,
当我们信靠圣信信
first thing Jesus blood clear our sins problem.
第一个是主耶稣基督的宝血清洁净了我们的罪的问题
And when we accept Jesus into our heart,
当我们接受耶稣基督信进我们的心中
the Holy Spirit bring in the new resurrected life.
这个圣灵就把这个重生的新生命带到我们中里面。
You can never understand that. That's a miracle.
你不明白这个事情，因为这个是个神迹。
Human being cannot use our reasoning power to figure this out. This is beyond us.
这个人是很难用我们这个脑袋，就是理性的思维能够理解这个事情。
But this is something of faith.
这个是。
Just like Abraham,
就像亚伯拉罕
when God told him, next year when you are 100, you will have a son.
就像亚伯拉罕，神对他说，下一年你就要得一个儿子。
And then when he reached his age 100,
当一百岁的时候
he got a son.
他真的是得了一个儿子。
Nobody can figure that out.
没有人能够明白这是为什么。
To men it is impossible, but to God everything is possible.
对人来说这个事情是不可能的但对神来说这任何事情都是可能的
That is called faith
这个就是信心的功课
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
In this gospel of Matthew
在这个马太福音
Holy Spirit tried to show us
圣灵要在那里给我们知道
Here comes Jesus the Son of God
这里来了耶稣是儿神的儿子
He will bring inA new kingdom.
他会带入一个新的王国。
The way he come into this world is the same principle. All of his people will come into this kingdom.
他怎样到这个王国来，我们这些重生得救的也是怎样的到这个王国来。
That is the message for this gospel.
这个就是这篇福音的信息。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we are not born through flesh.
我们不是从肉体生的
because Jesus said very clearly I just explained it Jesus said in to the Nicodemus
耶稣基督刚才对尼哥底母我刚才读的就是这样解释的、
right? That which is born of the flesh is flesh
从肉身生的就是肉身
That which is born of the spirit let's say it again is
spirit 从灵生的就是灵
That's the fundamental principle
这个是最基本的原则。
Nicodemus finally got it.
这个尼哥底母最终明白了这个道理。
So if you don't come through born again, you will never see the kingdom.
如果你不能重生的话，你就不可能看见这个国。
So friends, if you come to the church first time or many times, whatever,
朋友们，如果你是第一次来教会，或者来教会好多次了
，you ask yourself.
问一下自己
Do I born again?
我是不是重生得救了
Am I a born again Christian?
我是不是重生得救的基督徒
That's the first question you should ask
你要第一次就先问你自己这第一个问题
You need to be born again
你要重生得救
So that you can enter into the kingdom
然后你就能进神的国
That's the beginning
这个是起初
That is the Genesis
这个就是 Genesis 起初这个字的意思
Got it? Genesis
重生的意思
is a miracle
这个 Genesis 这个字真是一个神奇
Yes, if you apprehend this word, you will be blessed
如果你能够理解这个字的话、 你就是会受祝福的。
And then the next question.
第二个，下面一个问题。
In chapter 2, verse
4 to 6. 第二章的四到六节。
And gathered together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he began to inquire of them where the Christ was to be born.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？
So the question is, where is Jesus will be born?
这个马太福音第二章第四节是说，就是耶稣基督生在哪里？
And they say to him,In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet.
他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记载说。
In verse 6,
第六节。
And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth.A ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来牧养我以色列民。
So, who told us first about this verse?
这个谁先告诉我们这个章节呢？
It was 730 years before Christ.
在730年以前，这个就另外一本旧约的书信记载了这个
prophet Michael，
那个是米迦书，就是米迦这个先知。
In his Micah chapter 5 verse 2 mentioned，
米迦书五章二节，米迦书五章二节这样记载。
But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah.From you, one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His going forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity.
他这里记载，伯利恒以法他呀，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。你的根源从根骨，从太初就有。
So very interesting. This great king, he will not be born in Jerusalem.
这是这是很奇特的事情。这个一个这么大的一个王，他不是在这个耶路撒冷里面城里出生的。
Yeah, we thought, you know, if Jesus came, he should be born in Jerusalem. That's the city of God.
我们这里想
city of king.
如果是神的应该是这样一个王出生在耶路撒冷，就是神的城。
Instead of this famous Jerusalem, he was born in a very little tiny town.
他没有出生在这个很有大名的这个耶路撒冷城，他出生在一个很小的城市里面。
Bethlehem,
就是伯利恒。
At those days, there would be very very small village.
那个时候是一个很小的一个村庄。
Last year, some of us we went to.Israel for a tour.
去年我们中间呢有一些弟兄姐妹一起去耶路撒冷参观了一下。
Did we go there?
我们去了没有？
I think we did.
我大概去了。
You still remember?
你记得吗？
Today is a big town.
今天是个比较大的城了。
Occupied by the Palestinian.
是巴勒斯坦人占了那个城。
Right. They make a lot of money out of Jesus.
他们在那里，他们。那里凭着耶稣基督的名赚了很多的钱。
Yeah, the whole world Christian will go there to look of, you know, oh, this is the birthplace of Jesus.
Yeah, 整个世界的基督徒都会不少去了那里去看这样耶稣基督的出生地。
But they don't believe Jesus.
但是他们不信，当然不相信了。那些巴勒斯坦人不相信耶稣了。
In the whole tour, we get a very deep impression.
我们整个的旅程中
，All the famous places you will see.You will see a Catholic cathedral or a Muslim mosque. All those famous places.
Yeah, 在整个的旅程中，在那些有名的地点，我们看见的，你不是看见天主教的一个大教堂，就是看见伊斯兰教的他们的礼拜堂。
Right. All of them make a lot of money out of Jesus.
他们这些堂都因为耶稣的缘故赚了很多的钱。
But they do not believe Jesus. They do not follow Jesus.
他们不相信耶稣，他们也不跟从耶稣。
Because this is only religion.
因为他们讲这些只是宗教。
If you only look at these things as nothing but religion, it's just outward.
这个如果你只是看这个事情，你只是一个宗教的话，只是从外面来看。
The important thing is you have to be born again, have a live relationship with the Christ.
重要的就是你要重生，你要有一个和耶稣有一个生命上的关系。
You need the life of Christ in you.
你需要耶稣基督的生命在你里面。
Then he is your king in your life.
然后他就是你的王，他就是你的生命。
Then you have a relationship with the king, then you are in the kingdom.
然后你和这个王有了一个关系，那你就是在这个王国里。
It is not a matter of religion.
这个不是宗教这样的
说法。It is a living relationship.
这个是活的生命。
Right.
活的关系。
This is right in the beginning of this gospel.
这个就是在这篇福音书起开始的时候就是这样记载。
So today we will stop here.
今天我们就在这里停
下。Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, we bow our head and worship you.
主啊，我们在这里低头敬拜你。
Your name is called Wonderful.
你的名称为奇妙。
Indeed, you are wonderful.
你真是奇妙。
You are one of the kind.
你这是唯一的。
Your kingship, how you came to this world, is totally different from any other kings in this world.
你成为王，你怎样到这个世界上来，和所有世上的王完全是不一样的。
You preach a message.
你在那里传了一个信息。
You told the world that repent because the kingdom of heaven is near.
你告诉整个世界，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
The king is here.
这个王就在这里。
But most of us.Are blind, we don't see you.
我们大部分人都是瞎眼的，我们看不见你。
Or those who even see you, they reject you.
正是那些看见你的，他们也拒绝你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们要谢谢你。
Out of your grace,
因为你的恩典
you have chosen us.
你拣选了我们。
So we have this blessing that we can accept you as our Lord and Savior.
所以我们有了这个祝福，因为我们能够拣选你成为我们。个人的救主。
May all of us here, everyone has a living relationship with the King.
让我们这里每一位都和有这个王有一个生命的关系。
We are not coming here because of religion.
我们来这里不是宗教的原因来这里。
We come here to meet you face to face.
我们在这里和你面对面的见面。
You are a living God.
你是活的神。
You have a living word speak to us every day.
你有一个活的话语每天对我们说话。
You call us to follow you.
你呼召我们来跟从你。
You want us to be your disciples.
你呼召我们成为你的门徒。
You want us to follow your path.
呼召我们来跟从你的脚踪。
So that we will realize this kingdom on earth.
然后我们就能够明白这个在地上的这个王国。
And usher in your kingdom.
能够带入你的王国。
May your will be done through us.
愿你的旨意通过我们成就。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名被高举。
However, sometimes we are so reluctant.
有时候我们真是不情愿。
We want to receive your salvation.
我们要想接受你的救恩。
But we don't want to pay the price to follow you, to be your disciple.
但是我们不想付代价成为你的门徒。
Oh Lord, have mercy.
主啊，怜悯我们吧。
Make us your disciples.
让我们成为你的门徒。
You are king.
你是王。
We are your people.
我们是你的人。
Naturally, we should serve you.
真是很自然的，我们要在这里，我们是你的民，我们要在这里侍奉你。
In this period of time,
在这个时段。
The world reject you.
这个世界拒绝了你。
Reject your kingship.
那些人拒绝了你的王位。
But Lord, we acknowledge you.
但是我们承认你的，你是王。
We want you to be our king.
我们要你，要你成为我们的王。
So that make it a reality.
主啊，请让这个成为现实。
So that we will really live a life to please you.
我们真的能够活出一个生命，能够讨你的喜悦。
May your name be glorified forever.
愿你的名能够永远被高举。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.